This is the DS106 Good Spell, episode 10.
Good spell, we're John and Mary on a good spell. It's off and on and it's everything you wanted to know. Tune into the DS106 radio show. Intellectual conversation, the leaders of the game. They are bright, they are sweet, so go and give them a tweet. The DS106 Good Spell Show.
So again, a big thank you to Viv and David for that wonderful bumper. Welcome to the DS106 Good Spell, episode 10. We're looking at the online course DS106 from the University of Mary in Washington via some bullet points by Mariana Funes. In each episode, there'll be 106, we'll cover one of the bullets that Mariana published on her Tumblr. I'm John Johnson, and at the other end of Skype is
Mariana Funes. Good evening, John. How are you?
I'm well, yeah. It's a sort of sunny day in Glasgow, and I've been sort of cranking up my vocal cords for the bullet this week, which is transmedia plus skills plus aesthetic vision plus idea transmorgification equals DS106.
Well, we need to do a clap for that, don't we?
that was certainly better than the rehearsal. And the theme is, what is the in-depth learning that lurks under all that much fun? And we were talking last time about the fun that you have in DS106. So that kind of leads very nicely into this. Do you want to sort of tease this out a wee bit?
Well, I think it's easy to write down these big words. I never imagined that I would have to talk them out. But there you go. It's interesting. One of the things that we may have a guest appearance from Giffordog in a minute, but anyway, I'm hoping not.
that would be lovely, I think.
It's nice in a way that we're getting to episode 10, and that in a sense this kind of this list of words really I think does kind of sum up, or the idea for me was to sum up something about what was the learning, as you were just saying, the learning that lurks underneath all the fun that we have. Anyway, as way of preparing for today and just reconnecting with this bullet number 10, I took each of the words and I just looked them up. And I thought it was really lovely because, and I'm just going to sort of read you out a few words, but, I looked at the whole thing about transmedia and exactly, so what is transmedia? And, it's the technique of telling a single story or story experience across multiple platforms and formats using current digital technologies. And then I go, okay, we think we all know what skill means, but still, I looked it up and I was going, so the ability to do something well, expertise. And aesthetic vision, which is something that, we've spoken about before, and it's something that I have struggled quite a bit with around DS106. It's described as a set of principles concerned with the nature and appreciation of beauty. And the final one, because the idea, this word transmogrification, the first time I came across it was reading Calvin and Hobbes. They used to use it. You would transmogrify when you transformed and changed. It's a cartoon.
Yeah. I'm just astonished that that's I would have thought a psychology textbook or
no, that was my
Calvin and Hobbes. Brilliant.
It's one of my favorite words, and it's transmogrify from Calvin and Hobbes. That's how my associations. But I looked it up, and it turns out that there are versions of it going back to the 1600s. So it's not, in my head, it was something that Calvin and Hobbes made up. But it turns out that it's not. It's a proper word. Yeah. Anyway, the one thing that sort of, you know, stood out for me about the definitions that I read was, you know, one that said it's what it means, the idea that transmogrification means to transform in a surprising or magical manner. And if you look at all those words, and as we you start, and maybe as we start to talk about it all, I thought it was just so beautiful because, you know, all of these things in different ways speak to all the different threads of what we do on DS106. So underneath all the fun and underneath all the animated gifs and all of these things, there are really profound things that we're doing.
Yeah, and that sometimes I think that comes out of the most surprising places, that something you think is trivial, and then you get to a point and it flips somehow. Or if you're doing something, a daily create for instance, and you're hoping to hit the 15 minute target, and it's editing a video, and really you haven't got the skills or the time to really do your idea justice, that just a wee bit of it peeps out. And I guess that's maybe the point where the transmogrification happens. Or maybe it's the ability of DS106 to transmogrify a 15-minute task into several hours. I don't know.
There you go, that's one, certainly.
compressed time as you get fascinated by something, yeah.
But also I think there is a sort of sense of, you know, transforming in a kind of magic way as things and ideas go not just within an individual but across individuals. Because one, you know, some of the things, like for example, today we had this video that that Rochelle put out around the animated GIFs that we did for the Tate Britain competition for the animated GIFs, and she used all of the different animated GIFs that, you know, the beautiful ones that you had all made, and put it together in a little video, creating this story of, you know, of her going through the Tate Britain, and how the pictures were moving as she was going through this. It's a beautiful, if you haven't seen it, do so. It's a beautiful thing, but that's a magical thing. And that's something about, you're using something to develop skills, to become more expert at something, to create something that is certainly, you know, sort of about beauty, and that your intention is at the very least to do, you know, something that would be, you know, beautiful in some way. But that doesn't even happen just within yourself, but across different people, and in this case, across time, because we, you know, when we did those gifts, it's months now, and she clearly has been thinking about how to do this and created this short video, which she published today.
Yeah, that thing across time, that sometimes worries me, that all these things get, you know, there is a bit of excitement and they go away, and I've got a rather sad I don't know, habit of sometimes just buzzing back through old stuff to see it and think about it again, and that sometimes again you get a surprise because something that you thought was throwaway has turned into something that has got something else. And then sometimes something you think that was really nice has somehow, during time, you realise that your skills weren't where you thought they were. So that's a kind of interesting thing that we don't often do. We keep pushing forward in DS106. Maybe sometimes it's worth stepping back.
It's interesting. I was reading or watching a video with Brain Picker, the Brain Pickings blog, and Maria, I forget her surname, and she was talking about how a lot of what she does because she does not like the idea of what she calls newification, which is our tendency to often to just look at the latest thing and then forget all of the things that have gone before. And actually, you know, there are some wonderful things that often can get lost and forgotten if you don't, you know, remind yourself or reshape them in some way. And I guess that's kind of what you're hinting at.
Well, I think Brain Pickings is something I get via email on a Sunday morning, And it's quite often surprising because it's going back to Thoreau or somebody from the 60s or, you know, via email linking to a website, and they're still sort of recycling old ideas that are worth looking at and maybe transmorgifying.
I think she has a sort of belief, which, you know, I think is what you were saying, a sort of belief that you know, there is great value in doing that, and that, you know, in a way that, you know, the way that we interact, certainly on social media, often just favors the newest, latest things, and forgets that there is, you know, so much there to work with. And I guess I was reminded of that when I saw Rochelle's video, because you think, okay, the competition is gone, we've forgotten about those gifts, we've moved on to make other gifts. But actually, you know, Rochelle, the video that Rochelle has done is an example of what you're saying, to say, well, actually, I'm going to use all of that and turn it into something else.
There was a really nice, I don't know if it was, I think it was an assignment in DS106 once, where they had, and again, I think it was Alan Levine behind it, he had got a class to dump all the sort of media they'd started to use for DS106 assignments and daily creates, photographs, bits of sound, wee snippets of video, and just to dump them into, and I can't remember what, it wasn't Dropbox, it was somewhere else. And the idea was that the people invited to do this assignment would pull those things out and knit them into something new. And I thought that was quite an interesting idea, and I'd certainly like to see that done again. And so again, some of the daily creates will recycle old ones or take ideas from old ones and echo them or something like that.
But of course, going back to the theme of today around the kind of in-depth learning, if you think about, you know, if you think what's underneath that, you know, again, you could say, well, that's just a lot of fun of putting things together and remixing, but it also does say something about the kind of, you know, the value of ideas, the value of what may exist that you might in some way have forgotten. And that you could remember, you know, you could remember through doing something new with it. And I guess that is something that we do within the S106, we do so much of that we almost don't pay any conscious attention to. But I think what does happen after a while of you being part of the community is that, you know, you do end up valuing what is available out there around, you know, on the open web to learn from, in ways that I certainly would say I had not valued before, in the same way.
A good rubbish dump has some interesting pickings, I think.
That's right.
Digital skip diving.
And of course, it does require that you have a kind of some kind of a structure, like we do in the S106 with the daily creates or the assignments and so on. That often, as is the case when you're following the formal course and with the daily creates, we don't choose. I think that's quite significant, that that does teach you something very deep about learning. That thing that says something pops up and you go, oh, Christ, I don't do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, forget about that. I'm not doing that. And, you know, and of course, you know, we know that sometimes that whole thing about the stuff that we find hard, we try to avoid. But in the context of making art, if you make yourself do it, you realize that actually that is where you learn the most.
Yeah, certainly sometimes, although I can quite easily body swerve around a daily create, especially if it looks like it's going to take a long time. But I do, the last few days I've been trying to get back into some sort of rhythm of picking them up again, because I think for a month or so I had dropped off due to other interesting things that the internet is full of. So another interesting thing is coming up is the sort of a new session of DS106, and we've got a wee We've got a wee bumper here to play, which hopefully will explain some of that before you can go in to tell us some more. I'm quite interested in going to this because I have almost deliberately ignored most of what's going on in this new course, just because other things. I thought if I start doing that, it's something I'll get involved in. But I'm hoping that
because there is so much out there that you could get interested in. So you have to learn the skill of purposefully ignoring.
So I'm going to play this wee bumper, folks. It only lasts, according to iTunes here, 22 seconds. So get ready, and we'll have a listen.
ES 106 radio for life.
I may be nearing that century mark, but old Nana Lou still has a lot left in her.
Sitting in front of my trailer and the fun has just begun. Yeah.
ES 106 radio for life.
That was Nana Lou, and I think this is going to take a wee bit of teasing out as to where DS106 is going for its summer holidays. And maybe you could explain that to me and anybody else that's listening. And hopefully this would then become an interesting introduction to the new cycle or our new cycle of DS106.
Well, so the bumper that you've just heard is Nana Lou, and that is one of the characters of the story that we are weaving this summer. So there isn't. Last year we went headless. This year we decided we're going to go courseless as well. So there is no course as such. The original idea came from Todd Conway. He set up a WordPress site, and his idea was that he wanted to create a narrative over the summer around a family of some kind, and so he set up the blog. The blog is actually called thebergerons.wordpress.com. That's where you'll find it. And that would be thebergerons. But the actual family is actually called the Bergerons with a U. And there is a story just in that, in how we set up the site. But the idea is that it's something different from what we've done before, in that what we're trying to do is to do a collaborative story from the outset. So we set up the blog. We started to, with very little information, we just started, different people who wanted to be involved, started to create the characters. So there is a trailer, there is a place, which is Bovine, Texas. There is a trailer, and there is a family that is called the Bergerons. And then different people have started to create different characters that belong to the family. And the idea is that each person, whoever wants to come and visit the family, can come and join and become part of the family, create a character of some kind, whatever character they want, either a family member or somebody who is in some way related to the family. But the idea is do a collaborative narrative. And we're going to have, as part of that, what we're calling computer classes, where we're using the DS106 open syllabus. It's going to run for 8 weeks, and we've just picked different things that, you know, a few of us were interested in doing, and we're going to adapt them, really simplify the open syllabus to the story, because the story is about, you know, Nana Lou is the matriarch of the family, and she is given everybody, this is part of the story, she has given everybody and in the family an iPad because she wants them to develop their digital literacy because she's a very forward-thinking granny. And so she's paying for computer classes for the whole family, and so the computer classes are also part of the story. And we have, that's it really. I mean, I could say more, but I mean, ask away and then.
So this, the place, what did you say the place was that the trailer is?
Bovine, Texas.
Bovine, Texas.
Bovine County in Texas. Right. I mean, I'm assuming yes. I've not checked, but I'm assuming so.
Right, okay. And are all the family in the trailer at the moment?
No, because what we started to do, so Todd had the idea and he floated the idea. A few of us said, yes, let's get into a sort of planning thing. And we started to create just small threads that we can then, you know, develop when the family formally moves to the trailer, which for the summer holidays, which will be on June the 21st, and we will be there for 8 weeks. And the idea is that the whole thing will end after the 8 weeks with the reason why we're getting together as a family, and the family from all over the world is coming together, is because we are celebrating Nana Lou's 100th birthday. So everything is going to end. We are hoping with a big radio show that we'll all, you know, organize and plan to celebrate her 100th birthday.
Brilliant.
And that's the sort of basis of the story, and things kind of, you know, will weave in and out of that. And the idea, of course, is that then we will use all the sort of different elements of the S106 to weave that story on the web. But rather than have it distributed as we normally do in each of our blogs, we are going to be doing it all on that one place.
In the one, so everybody will have an account on this.
Yes.
Blog.
Yeah, we're all kind of, you know, and then we all kind of put together. We're blogging. We can blog on it. Different people are doing it differently. Some people have said that they would like to link to the blog and different, you know, and there is flexibility, because really, the idea that Todd had that attracted me certainly, and that I thought was interesting, was how is the S106, or could the S106 be different if you started with the basis of a story and doing something that is collaborative rather than something where we are all in our own space and we make whatever we want, whereas here it's something that we are trying to build and it's different. It's already, I mean, just a few of us that have been involved in the planning and putting it together. Because, of course, it creates a different dynamic when you're trying to create one thing to which you're all contributing.
Right. And maybe it's not developed enough, but do you see that the contributions coming in with some planning, some group planning beforehand? Or are people just going to be doing their own thing, fitting in with the other things that other people are doing?
Well, if you go to the site and you click on the Come Visit Us, we'll put up one of the tweet that Todd sent, and it reads, "The course I am taking has a home, neighbors, a family, tree, songs, historical documentation, and uses the internet as a class resource." Does your course do that?
Right. Probably not.
All right.
not all of it. Yeah.
So there isn't planning. I suppose what there is an implicit thing, like we would do on improvisational theatre, an implicit thing that says we build on what's already there.
Yeah.
So what wouldn't be okay would be for somebody to go off, create, you know, create a completely new thing. What we're trying to do is to see, can we grow this and let it evolve with this as the basis? So it'll, you know, the idea of the improvisational theatre, where you go, you know, yes, and, you know, yes, mm-hmm. and. So, you know, we started with, Todd, and Todd, for example, created, you know, his character, and all the other characters have kind of emerged. I mean, it's, you know, so far we've got what about 5, 6, or 7 people who have said, you know, and who have started to actively kind of plan and organize for it. And of course, what happens is also that our different preferences play out. You know, some people are more comfortable with emergence than others. There are people that want more structure, like you say, plan and create. You know, in fact, to be fair, I did at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, oh, well, you know, we need to create the script and we need to, I was kind of organizing everything. And then, say Rochelle would go, well, you know, but let's wait and see how it all develops. And so all of that plays out, the kind of collaborative group element of it plays out much more, I think, because, of course, in the traditional DS-106, what we have is the one collaborative project, which people, I guess, choose to do or not do if it's done as an open participant. But it's quite limited, isn't it? It's just that one radio thing, as opposed to we're going to be doing everything, building on this story, and see what happens.
Yeah, it's a good way to find out what happens is to wait and see.
So it's experimental. So that's the first thing to say. So if people are wanting, if anybody listening to this, is thinking about joining, everybody's welcome. But you have to be prepared for, experimenting with things. And we don't really have answers as such. We're just playing with the idea of, can we build a story in this kind of way? So the first page that came up on the blog said something along the lines of, storyline is loose, art is imminent, and that's it. and things just pop up, and different people have been doing different things. I'm going, my character I've created is called Dr. M, so I was not very creative in that sense. I'm just going as the therapist, genealogist of the family. So I'm helping the family weave together their history and talk about their issues.
I'm sure if they haven't got issues now,
they will have.
A few weeks in, the psychosis will begin to surface. And so are you in residence in the trailer now?
No. Well, we've all started. A few of us have started to make things. So I've started to. So in the story, what I'm doing is just building my office, and my office is in a treehouse, and so that's being built, and I'm not going to move into it until the 21st, because on the 21st is when we all officially kind of start to arrive and whatever. Right. Okay. That's the kind of thread. What has been really interesting, and this may be something that sort of interests you to get involved, is that a few people are bringing their kids.
And by that I mean that
they wouldn't necessarily, the children of people who have done DS-106 wouldn't necessarily do the whole of DS-106, because the kids wouldn't have an interest in that, but they have become interested, and they have posted and created stories already, some of the kids, in the idea of creating a story on the web, and through that learning about digital literacy and DS-106 type things. And I think that is a really interesting element of it, because you could say that maybe at the end of it we might have a kind of something that could generalize for how might you do a DS-106 for kids.
I've made efforts along those lines occasionally to start things, but not solve the complete problem of getting participation in things. I'm kind of interested in that, because sort of professionally I'm very interested in children being online. But the thing that I think would be interesting there is that usually DS-106, it's considered to be an adult space. And I think that people need to be made aware of this, that it isn't an adult space. And I know the general rule of the internet, my general rule is don't put anything on the internet that I wouldn't wear in a t-shirt, but it may be that some people need that just dotted and crossed to make sure we don't, the smack talk doesn't get too
We already have had some issues with different things. One in particular, for example, which was, swearing, and how do you deal with that? And what we've agreed as a kind of ground rule, in the same way as I'm saying that, the idea is that we build on what's there. What we've agreed so far is that the adults are responsible for engaging their own little ones, so that they will monitor the content and then work with their little ones. So it's something that they do as a family. So if it's, you know, dad and little one, then they both come together, so they do it together. And then the parent will monitor whether it is appropriate or not appropriate for the age. But but I think we are all, you know, in a sense, because we have been made aware that it is something that at some point, I think what you say is true, we might want to do a kind of a page or something that says, you know, be mindful of these things if you're coming to join us new.
Yeah, we're a family. And we're all ages, so we don't want to upset the old people, and we don't want to frighten the young ones.
So for example, we have, I'm just trying to see if I can find it before we are supposed to go, and anyway, one of the kids, I don't want to waste time looking for it. I think it's one of Seth's kids who wants to play, and they've been talking about, you know, the different stories and what they're going to do, and they've written a story that is just so beautiful, and it's the little one introducing herself and saying her name and saying how she doesn't have a middle name because her middle name changes every day. Because her parents, you know, have one of those things, you know, one of those companies that sell stuff with logos.
Yeah.
And so she always gets given stuff with different names. So she changes her middle name every day. what a lovely thing. And I guess it must be a story that they kind of, you know, they sort of shaped together. And then they so I can see how it would be something that would be attractive to children. I think Christina's kid is also going to join in, and they both have the idea of they're going to be Mama Ghost and Little Duck Ghost. And so you can see how basically it's, let's just tell a story, and through that then they can learn, I guess, how to, you know, how to live and learn in the open web.
Yeah.
In a skillful way.
Yeah. In a mixed stage space. That sounds fascinating, Mariana. I don't know how much commitment I'll have to over the summer. I'm going to give it a good try. And I think while we've been talking, I've thought of half a way of getting started anyway. so hopefully I'll join in, and DS106 and the trailer, I guess, is open to anybody who is listening and anybody that's online.
The easiest way that I would say is, be on Twitter, and we have the hashtag Bergeron106, and you can track from that everything that's happened. I would say that as a kind of entry point, that's probably the best thing, and then you can contact any of us, and, you know, we will give you a tour of the trailer.
Right. Okay. I'm just going to play us out now with our last bumper, and this is the last time we'll be talking for the summer on The Good Spell. We're going to take a good spell of time off. Dear. Sorry about that. And have some holidays, and then hopefully return in September with some more DS106 magic. So here we go. The last bumper of this term. Six books. Mantras and poems for the DS-106 Good Spell.